Listen to these two sentences. The faster someone drives, the more likely they are to get pulled over. And every visitor should make sure their car is parked in the lot. You may not have noticed an error, but both these sentences can get you in a lot of trouble with some language sticklers. The reason has to do with the words they and there. In the first sentence, the faster someone drives, the more likely they are to get pulled over. The plural they refers to the singular someone. In the second sentence, every visitor should make sure their car is parked in the lot. The plural there is supposed to represent the singular every visitor. Some people say this is just wrong, but others, including some trusted experts, say that sometimes it's okay. The issue here is often called pronoun antecedent agreement, meaning that singular things are referred to with singular pronouns and plural things are referred to with plural pronouns. Consider, when a man changes jobs, he advances his career. The noun man is singular, so the pronouns that refer to this antecedent are he and his, which are also singular. Compare that to, when men change jobs, they advance their careers. The pronouns agree with the thing they refer to, the antecedent, so both these sentences make perfect sense. But often you run into situations that don't go quite as smoothly. For example, imagine you're talking about a hypothetical person who could be a man or a woman. When a person changes jobs, what? You could just forget all about the females from this point on and say, he advances his career. Or you could go too far in the other direction and treat the subject as if you know it to be female, saying, she advances her career. But choosing one sex to represent both could be considered odd and, worse, could alienate half your readers. The best solution may be to mention both sexes. When a person changes jobs, he or she advances his or her career. But though this choice is more logical, it certainly is not elegant. That's why a lot of experts now say that, even in some formal situations, they and their can sometimes be used as synonyms for he or she and his or her. Quote, where noun-pronoun disagreement can be avoid it, writes Brian Garner in Garner's Modern American Usage. Where it can't be avoided, resort to it cautiously because some people may doubt your literacy. Chances are this so-called problem of people using they and their to refer to a singular is just an example of the natural evolution of the language. Whenever enough people take to a certain usage, for whatever reason, it becomes correct. And contrary to certain beliefs, no, this is not a bad thing. It's the same process that created and shaped all the words we use today. We can see this happening with words like they. Open Webster's New World College Dictionary, and you'll see under the third definition for the word they that it is, quote, sometimes used as a generic form with a collective antecedent, such as everyone, somebody, or no one, to avoid the masculine implications of the generic he. This Webster's even gives an example. Everyone thinks they are right about this issue. So whenever you can, use he, she, or she to refer to a singular human. But when that just isn't working for you, Webster's and Garner's will both back your decision to use the plural pronoun they.